things, and I'm trying to make sure people understand stuff, that nothing was done that was not supposed to have been done. But, you know, when you get a loan, you have all these settlement costs, and you don't know exactly what they're going to be. And those settlement costs were covered by the loan. And so you have to put it
in. Yeah, I know. You already answered that.
I know. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Adriana. And so you put a little bit of money extra in the loan to pay for those settlement costs. And since you do not know exactly what they're going to be, you try to make sure you have at least have enough. And usually you would overshoot that, and if there's anything left over, you get that money back. And that's what I'm talking about, is the money from the loan that was not needed to cover all the lawyer's fees and the title fees and the title transfer, whatever, you know, title deed creation, all these costs that were part of the loan settlement. We have some money left over. It's from both the supporters loan and from the FJC loan. And we should, you know, we didn't earmark that money for anything yet. So I'm suggesting that we lump that into the restricted account along with the proceeds from the sale of the Nakapon and the National Office Building.
William, a point of order or procedure, I don't know which.
Go ahead,
Madam
William.
Chair, timekeeper.
Yeah, we're way over time.
Timekeeper.
Okay.
Yeah, he's late.
All right. So, Carol was going to make sure that extra money is covered in the motion. And she's editing Adriana's suggested amendment, which we still have to vote on. And it's there now, and I'll read it. What it says is, I move that the foundation open a restricted account with any remaining proceeds from the sale of the Nakapon office and any money left over from the settlement costs for the loan for the ESRT settlement after paying the supporters loan and setting aside the account for the first 18 months to service the interest on the FJC loan. The only
Madam Chair, I'm not done talking.
Please don't interrupt me. Okay, so it's actually two loans, the settlement costs for the loans for ESRT settlement. So that should be two loans. The supporters loan and the FJC loan.
I already sent it, Madam Chair, and it's adding only of the Nakapon National Office and the loans.
Mm-hmm.
That is all, after paying the supported loans. Just we add and the loans, and that will solve the whole issue.
That's the foundation
opener. I already sent it.
I apologize to everyone. With remaining proceeds from the sale of the Nakapon National Office and the loans. Okay, after paying the supporters loan. Okay, that's a little simpler. I think that's fine.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
I'm not sure which motion amendment we're talking about.
It's a second amendment.
Excuse me, I'm speaking to the chair. So there was something new sent in by Adriana. There was something new sent in by Carol. And where are we at? Are we amending the amendment to Carol's original motion? Are we amending the original motion? What's happening?
We're going to go. All right, so we were with Adriana's amendment. Okay, so
to the original motion.
Right. And so Adriana edited her amendment, and it's just a few less words than Carol's, and I think so they're essentially the same, but it's Adriana's amendment, so we're going to go with Adriana's. Oh, what time was it sent? Okay, 1 second.
649. 950.
I have 950. 950.
I don't. Mm-hmm. No, sorry,
please. Or 949.
Oh, I see. All right. 949. Right. 949.
So is Nancy, that a substitute?
1 second.
Is that a substitute to Adriana? Yeah, is that a substitute to Adriana's original amendment, or is that Adriana's amending her original amendment?
Oh, okay, you're right. It's a substitute.
For Carol.
It's a substitute to Carol, right, Carol?
Yeah. Right. It's a substitute motion for Carol's motion. Yes.
Right.
This is Maski Law. Can I say something?
Yes, Maski Law.
Yes. What about Carol's... little phrase here, until we have a full discussion and decision about how to use this money. What about that?
Okay, we have now have an amendment from Maski Law to Adriana's amendment to include...
To Adriana's substitute.
This is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So there's already three on... motions, amendments, etc. You can't add a fourth.
We had Carol's motion, then we have Adriana's substitute, and now we have an amendment from Maski Law to Adriana's substitute.
No.
Yeah.
You have the main motion, then you had Adriana's original amendment.
No.
And then you had Adriana's substitute.
Okay.
No.
So what it was is that I recharacterized Adriana's amendment as a substitute, okay? And then she edited her substitute. Okay, so her substitute motion is the thing that came at 949. And now Maski Law has an amendment to Adriana's substitute motion.
So Adriana's original amendment, which was seconded by Benito, that got changed, you're saying. And that remains seconded, even though it was seconded on the original amendment.
Okay. Do I have a second to Adriana's substitute motion?
I second the 949 substitute and also Maski Law's amendment.
Okay.
Chair, again, this is Janet. I'm still not clear.
Okay.
So the motion that
Adriana had submitted originally as an amendment, just that was in the middle of being crafted. Okay, so it was seconded.
I'm not going to include that. All right. Thank you.
Correct. Thank you. Okay, so we just need the amendment by Maski Law to, if you could write your amendment, Maski Law.
I'm sorry, it's in Carol's first draft.
Oh, okay. Let's see, that is...
Her first motion said... from the general, until we have a full discussion and decision about how to use this money, can we add that to Adriana's amendment? Does it make sense?
Yes.
Janet,
yes, that complete the motion, obviously.
Janet, go ahead, Janet.
This is an amendment to the substitute. Amendment or a motion, and so I need to get it in writing.
Okay,
I'm sending it right now.
Send it.
Okay, thanks, Adriana.
Right now. with the language that Masquila added.
I agree. This is taking much longer than I thought. I thought this would be really simple. I apologize for this taking so long. But I cannot bring a motion to the floor, and I have to ask for a motion to be brought. I should have crafted one and asked someone to bring it, I guess. So I apologize. But I think I just wanted to make sure you all agreed that we should make sure this money is set aside out of the general fund. And
call the question.
That's where I waited. Okay. Any objections to Adriana's substitute motion?
With Masquila amendment.
But Masquila amended, which Masquila's amendment is a full discussion and decision about how to use this money. Okay.
Objection here.
Was that an objection, Carol?
No objection here.
Okay, great. Is there any objections from anyone on this amendment? Okay. Now we'll vote on the amendment, the substitute motion of Adriana's. Is there any objection to the substitute motion of Adriana that was amended by
Masquila?
No objection here.
Okay, hearing no objection, the motion, the substitute motion proposed by Adriana as amended by Masquila is approved. Thank you. Let's move to the next item, which is the lifting the veil of secrecy. Alex, would you like to read your motion and motivate it?
Yes, give me a second while I find it.
Point of order, how about our time?
We had a time certain of 9:30 for ending this open session.
Can we extend for 10 minutes?
Move to extend.
I move to extend 15 minutes.
Okay, Benito, second.
Any objection? Okay. Change the meeting time to, 15 minutes past now.
Got it.
Okay. May I read my motion?
Go ahead, Alex.
Okay. Whereas transparency of the work of the Pacifica National Board is mandated by both the Pacifica bylaws, CPB regulations, and FCC regulations, as well as the desire of the members of the Pacifica Foundation. Therefore, whereas negotiations that once required confidentiality have now been concluded and the terms of loans and contracts have been made public, the reason for their confidentiality has been removed. Be it resolved that the veil of confidentiality be lifted from all Pacifica National Board executive sessions in 2018 that have been approved by the Pacifica National Board. The sole exceptions would be any items in the minutes that pertain to personnel items, negotiations that are still ongoing, and confidential discussions with legal counsel. Therefore, the Pacifica National Board authorizes the publication of the approved minutes of the PNB closed sessions for 2018 with the redaction of the three exceptions noted above. The PNB authorizes the Secretary of the PNB and the Chair of the PNB to evaluate the minutes prior to publication to ensure that the items that require redaction are in fact removed and no other items are redacted. And to motivate that, I think the motion basically speaks for itself. We had a lot of executive sessions in preparation for the ESRT 7 plans and the loans and so forth. And a lot of the Pacifica membership really wanted to know what was going on, and unfortunately we couldn't say very much while those negotiations were ongoing. Well, those negotiations have finished. The contracts have been signed, the settlements have been signed, the new lease with Four Times Square has been signed. So there's really no longer any reason for that, for those sessions to remain confidential. So I think we should publish them and let the public know what the PNB did in 2018. And perhaps at a later time, we might even consider releasing some of the executive sessions from 2017. But let's take one step at a time and release the confidential minutes that can be released from 2018. Thank you.
Bill for the stack.
Does that need to be seconded? If so, Catherine seconds. Okay, thank you, Catherine.
And Bill.
Go ahead, Bill. Here.
I also support this, and I have a motion which I sent to you about 4 minutes ago. It's a revised version of what I sent earlier. I move to amend this motion by adding the following at the end of the motion. Further, the PNB further authorizes publication of the documents for the FJC and Pacifica Supporters Loans and the Four Times Square Tower Lease Agreement for WBAI, subject to the review of John Krigler. Any portions of the documents or entire documents that he says should not be disclosed will not be made public, but other documents and portions of documents may be published after his review. And I think this goes along with what Alex was saying, we need full disclosure, and there are a lot of people that need to know what's in those loan documents, especially because the National Finance Committee and staff and management and LSB members need to know what's in them, because we need to come up with the money to pay those loans off, especially the FJC loan.
Jan Goodman for the stack. I'd like to propose an amendment. Sorry, Matt. Okay, Jan, what's your amending Bill's amendment?
And that is that we also add an explanation and background when we put out those papers, because if you look at them on the face of the documents, as many people have, and then they say, oh, these are outrageous. Why did anybody agree to sign these? And I think it's very important to put them in perspective when we publish them, because it will, you know, people's attitude towards them and understanding towards them is very important. So I think that
what's your amendment?
That an explanation of the background and circumstances relating to the documents be released at the same time that we release these documents, because otherwise they are likely to be misunderstood.
I second that, Mansoor.
Adriana, with a point of information, Madam Chair.
What's your point of information?
Yes, I do not understand. I need to understand this. It means that we release what really happened, and then what we want to do is trying to explain, because the membership is not smart enough, and we need to explain the membership, the real owners, what we really do. We did something bad,
question?
But don't worry.
What's your question?
That is my question.
I don't understand.
who will do a report like that? Can we explain it directly? What that means? I mean, we release the facts. People can think whatever they want. And after that, my question is that, how can we explain the facts? What the idea is of explaining the facts? We show the facts, and then everybody can explain whatever they want. Isn't that way? I don't know how.
Right. I think that Jan is talking about something like what I am working on right now. I am working on a frequently asked question document, and I have the summaries from John Kriegler on the loan documents ready to post, and I was going to post that along with the FAQs after I create them and get your input to see if there's anything else that needs to be added. And I was hoping that would suffice in place of releasing the documents, the summary of the documents and the frequently asked questions, because I just like people who are anonymous donors, they don't like all their stuff put out in public. I'm thinking that the organizations that we are in relationship with would prefer that we don't, publish these documents, make them public. We might be able to make them available to people within, the organization, the staff, but making them public is like, publishing anonymous donors' name to the public. And so maybe we can, anyways, that was an answer to your question, Adriana. I think people want to know, there's been lots of questions that have been asked about why we did this, why we did that, why we did this, and that's the kind of thing that I believe Jan is talking about, and I've already started working on a frequently asked questions document for that. So that could fulfill what Jan is talking about, but I was hoping that we could use that in lieu of releasing the documents.
Chair, this is Janet.
Mansoor.
Yes, Janet.
And Jan.
Would Jan please send her amendment, email her amendment?
With the chair's permission, I would like to just change what I said to just say to release the fact, the facts sheet that you're preparing right now, along with the documents, and I will send that with you. And I will, if that's okay with you, Madam Chair.
Send your amendment to the secretary, please.
Okay. I'll send it to everyone.
Benito. Right.
Yes.
Thank you. Benito?
Oh, Mansoor was next.
I'm sorry, Mansoor, on this amendment.
To speak a little earlier.
I didn't hear you, Benito. Okay.
Neither
Mansoor,
did I.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to wholeheartedly agree with the statement that you made, that I believe the PNB has to release a statement to say what took place. So at least we can inform our listeners that these are the reasons why we did what we did. So don't leave it for interpretation. And if anybody wants to interpret what we did on their own separately, that's fine. But we need to make that statement that the reasons that we did what we did was the only course that we had. Thank you.
Okay, Benito, your turn.
Yeah, this whole conversation is going to lead to another fight. you know, another controversy. You know, here it is. We had tremendous controversy within the PMB as a result of not only the decisions that were made, but the way they were made. And now Jan wants to open that up all over again. I don't see any way in the world that we can release a statement trying to summarize what happened and why we did what we did without soliciting more controversy. On the other hand, if you release the document, and I'm not all that hot to trot about that either, but I think at the right now, given what has occurred, that may be the better course, because then people can decide for themselves. So trying to release a statement that summarizes, you know, is according to who?
10 seconds.
Catherine, for this.
A statement according to who? An interpretation according to who?
Thank you for your comments, Benito. Catherine?
My question is that has anyone consulted counsel about releasing the documents in terms of any confidentiality agreements that we are already bound to? It might make more sense to find that out first before
still point of information.
Voting to release. So that was my question, yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Well, let me address Catherine's question. I have talked to Kriegler about this, and I emailed you all about it, that we are not legally required to release those documents. And I kind of reiterated that what he said about they probably would prefer that we don't, but we, you know, we're not necessarily, he said we'd have to check with a California attorney or something like that to see if we are prohibited from releasing it. And just consulting with him and Marcand, the sense that I got from them is that, you know, we are in, as I explained earlier, we are in a relationship with these companies, and it's similar to being in relationship with anonymous donors. We don't want they don't want everything that they've given to us. They don't want all of that made public. Now they've made a lot of agreements with us that helped us, and exceptions and things that they may not want to be made public. We may not be legally bound to keep them from being made public, but we are not required legally to make them public. And it's basically a situation of keeping good relations with them. We don't want to make them upset that we're publishing these documents.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
And Bill, I had that point in
this category.
Bill, you had a request for information?
Well, a point of information. It was just to respond to Catherine's point. That's covered in my amendment.
I believe that a point of information is a request for information. It's not an explanation.
I can't answer her question?
I wasn't finished.
You want to get back on the stack? You can't jump the stack to answer her.
Okay, well, put me back on the stack.
Catherine
is not done, if I may.
Go ahead, Catherine.
Thank you. I suspected that to be the case. So I would like to make a substitute to Bill's motion with Jan's motion, just the part about including the fact sheet that you're preparing. So I would like the fact
Chair,
sheet...
this is Janet.
To be
yes,
added
one
to
second, Catherine.
One second, Catherine. Janet?
So again, I think we have three. On the stack, we have the main motion, then we have Bill's amendment to that, and then we have Jan's amendment to Bill's amendment.
And time is up for this category, Madam Chair.
Okay. So adding a substitute would be a fourth level for that.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, this is really complicating Alex's motion that he originally submitted.
Hello.
Would you all be willing to deal with this part, that Bill's amendment, as a separate motion in itself at the next meeting?
So moved.
And Brianna?
Great. I make that motion. That we postpone consideration of Bill's amendment to the next meeting, and that we vote on Alex's motion as it stands.
Second, Catherine.
Madam Chair, I didn't have a point of order from before.
Okay. What's your point? What's your point of order, Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair. We have already a motion from Mr. Steinberg and an amendment from Bill on the floor. And we cannot, one that the motion is on the floor, the motion, and the second, the motion is on the floor. We cannot take it and say, well, we will change it. The rules are not like that. The motion on the floor and second belong to the body.
Chair, this is Janet.
Okay, one second. Janet, what is your, what do you have, a point of order or a question?
So it sounds like the motion to postpone is asking that part of a set of motions related to the main motion be postponed, and I don't know whether that can be done or whether the whole... that everything has to be postponed. So
Mr. Parliamentarian, could you?
I'm here, and
so we have
it, right. I heard what you had. It's that you can't postpone part of it. Like Janet said, you would have to postpone the main motion plus the amendment together if you're going to postpone anything. You cannot separate, keep the main motion on the floor and then postpone the amendment. You can't do that.
Gotcha. Thank you. Okay. Joseph, I heard you.
I was just going to say the way to effectively do that would be to vote the amendment down, pass the motion, and then notice that you're going to amend the motion at the next meeting.
All right, so let's vote on the amendments then. We have Dan's amendment.
Sarah, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So there was a motion to postpone, and it was seconded. So are you ruling that? I mean, can you rule on that? Because that
okay. The motion to postpone. The motion to postpone is out of order, and we need to vote on the amendments and then vote on the main motion.
Point of order again, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
We have, like you said, one motion that comes from Alex, an amendment
for bill. Most of them were seconded. Then we have an amendment from Jeff Goodman that she sent, and she said that nobody seconded. And the time already passed. I think that the Jan Goodman by itself amendment falls because we didn't have a second till the time limit comes.
Yep.
We need to
right.
do something with
right.
the original motion and the amendment.
Okay,
from
Adriana,
this. That's
this
it.
You're right.
Thank you.
This is Janet. Jan's motion was seconded by Mansoor.
Thank you. All right, and I was just going to go to the vote, so let's go to the vote on Jan's amendment. Is there any objection to Jan's amendment?
Benito.
Yes.
Madam Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Yes. Aaron.
No, because I want to vote on Alex's standing alone.
No, just one word.
No.
Jonathan. Jonathan? Can't hear you, and I'm going to use first names now. Adriana?
No.
No. Chris?
Abstain.
Abstain. Bill?
No.
No. Joseph?
No.
No. Catherine?
Yes.
Yes. Benito?
No.
No. Jan?
Yes.
Yes. William?
No.
No. Sabrina?
No.
No. Dwayne?
No.
No. Ken?
No.
No. Tony?
No.
No. Athea?
No.
No. Alex Randall?
No.
No. Mansoor?
Yes.
Yes. Alex Steinberg?
Abstain.
Abstain. Carol?
Yes.
Yes. Tom? Voorhees?
Abstain.
Abstain. Mascula?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 5 yes, 12 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Can abstain.
Abstain. 5 yes, 12 no, 4 abstentions.
This amendment fails. Now we'll vote on Bill's amendment. Are there any objections?
Yes.
The Bill's amendment. Yes, okay. Madam Secretary, please take the roll, the vote on Bill's amendment.
Okay, Grace.
No.
No. Jonathan, I think, is not in the meeting. Adriana.
Yes.
Yes. Chris.
Yes.
Yes. Bill.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph.
Oh.
What was that?
No.
No. Catherine.
No.
No. Benito.
No.
No. Jan.
Pass.
Pass. William.
No.
Dominique, please mute your phones. Please, we have some music.
William votes no. Sabrina.
Yes.
Yes. Dwayne.
Pass.
Pass. Ken.
Pass.
Pass. Tony.
No.
No. Athea.
No.
No. Alex Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Mansoor.
Pass.
Pass. Alex Steinberg.
No.
No. Carol.
Yes.
Yes. Tom.
No.
No. Muscula.
No.
No. Jan, you passed.
No.
Mansoor would like to change his vote to no.
So Jan votes no.
Jan votes no. And Mansoor, where are you? Okay, well, you had passed. You didn't change your vote. Okay, so your vote, Mansoor, you're voting no. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And Dwayne, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. Ken, you passed?
No.
No. And I think that's it. One moment. I have 6 yes, 13 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Abstain. That's 6 yes, 13 no, 2 abstentions.
Okay, this amendment fails. Now we'll vote on the main motion that Alex put on the floor. Is there any objection to Alex's motion?
Yes. Point of order.
All right. Yes, what's your point of order? Who's this?
This is Tony, Madam Chair.
Okay, Tony, go ahead. What's your point of order?
Robert's rule says that postponements can be applied to all main motions. So I move that this motion be postponed until the next regular meeting to give you time to check with legal counsel.
Second.
Point of order. That motion is out of order. We're in a vote now.
Okay, well.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, Benita says back.
I took the point of order, so I think I can allow this point of order.
Chair, this is Janet.
Point of order.
I'm sorry.
Benita, what's your point of order?
No, it wasn't a point of order. I wanted to speak to the point of order.
All right.
We're
go ahead.
Out of time with this category,
Chair,
right?
This is Janet.
There's no discussion.
Oh, that's right. That's right. There's no. We are out of time. We have to just go to a vote. So,
Chair.
Point of order.
Janet.
1 second, Janet.
Okay. So, I'm not clear about this. There was a point of order, and in that point of order, there was a motion made. Is that correct? Does that happen? Because I don't think that can be done.
Right. Right.
This is Tony again, Madam Chair. Can we get confirmation by the parliamentarian? Because at what point can a person move to postpone a motion?
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Parliamentarian. Could you clarify if this motion to postpone is in order? Would you give your opinion on that?
Motions are out of order during the middle of a vote.
If you were not voting,
then you recognize a person to make a motion. If you weren't voting, the person made a motion, it was seconded. Now you have to vote on the postponement. Now, if you were in the middle of the vote, the motion would be out of order.
Okay. So I had called for the vote, but the vote had not started. So.
Point of order, Bill.
1 second, Mr. Parliamentarian.
Okay, you had called for the vote, but no vote was taken, so that would be your call, Chair. You can accept the motion since not one person had voted. You can accept the motion, or you could say that you had planned to vote and you can go forward with the vote. It'd be your call, Chair.
Wait one second, Madam Secretary. What are you trying?
Again, I now I don't remember whether Duane made a point of order after you said any objections. Did he make a point of order, or did he say yes, I have an objection? I think he said.
May I clarify? He said he had a point of order.
Excuse me. That was Tony. That was Tony.
Oh, Tony, I'm sorry.
That was Tony, and when I said, are there any objections, Tony said, do I have a point of order? So there were no votes.
Okay, so may I continue, please? So it was a point of order, and then he made a motion to postpone, and the question I had for John Tatum was, can someone make a motion as part of a point of order?
No.
In the same?
No. No motion. During a point of order, the first thing that happens is, as Nancy always does, ask what is your point of order. The chair will rule on the point of order. So that's the next thing. You have to hear the ruling of the chair.
All right,
So Nancy, what was your ruling?
So the point of order was that we can make a postponement of a main motion. Tony said that before he made his motion. And
In the same turn.
Right.
Bill, point of order.
So we're back to the chair making the ruling. That's where we're back to.
All right.
You can allow it. You can allow the motion, or you can disallow the motion.
All right. So postponements can be made of a main motion, and then which I assumed was correct because we had just talked about that earlier, and so. And so then Tony made his motion, so I'm going to allow the motion to postpone.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
I had a point of order from Crozier first. What's your point of order?
Well, I was going to basically say what Jenny was saying. Tony was not recognized to make a motion. He was recognized to offer a point of order, so therefore his motion to postpone was not in order.
Can you hear Tony ruled on this?
Let me talk to the stack, Madam Chair.
Well, Tony already had the floor. I'm going to rule that his motion was in order. Adriana, what's your request for information?
I'm requesting from the parliamentarian because I don't understand. He said that the motion cannot come from a point of order. If a person gained the floor with a point of order, why that person is allowed not to make a point of order, but instead make a motion? The parliamentarian didn't just say that a point of order is a point of order. You cannot ask for a point of order, then gain the stack and make a motion. I think that was very clear, the parliamentarian said, but I want to hear Mr. Tatum again saying that a point of order, a person can gain the stack with a point of order and then make a motion instead of a point of order.
Okay.
Point of order, Joseph.
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Madam Chair.
1 second, Mr. Tatum. Go ahead and answer Adriana's question.
Madam Chair, you've already ruled on this. You allowed the motion. So therefore, whether it was right or wrong, you allowed the motion. So now the only thing that can be done is for a member to appeal your ruling. That's the only thing that can be done now. And then you would have to take a vote on whether to sustain the chair's ruling that the motion be allowed, and that's what you have to do now.
Okay.
Chair, this is
point of information, request for information.
Go ahead, Grace.
Isn't it true that we can simply, if we choose to vote on the main motion tonight, that we can simply vote down the motion to postpone?
That's right.
That's right.
Chair.
Thank you.
This is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So, first of all, I don't think the motion to postpone was seconded. You did. Okay. But then the motion to postpone, the vote on the motion to postpone would have to come before the vote on the main, on the motion itself.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Okay.
All right.
So we're going to take a vote on the motion to postpone.
The point of order, Madam Chair, Benito.
Yes, Benito. What's your point of order?
Tony made a motion. You allowed it. I think he should be allowed to motivate his motion.
I already motivated it.
All right. So we're going to vote on the postponement of the motion. Is there any objections to postponing voting on Alex's motion? Okay, Madam Chair, please take the vote.
Okay, but I needed also clarification. Postpone it until when? Or was that?
I believe he said the next meeting, the next regular meeting.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
great.
Request for information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Benito, what's your request for information?
And maybe Tony can clarify, but did I understand properly that the purpose of postponing is to request the attorney's advice on releasing?
That is what, yes, that is what Tony said.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, we're going to vote on postponing. And now, right, okay?
All right, great.
Madam Secretary, please take the vote.
Grace.
No.
No. Adriana.
Pass.
Chris.
Yes.
Yes. Bill.
No.
No. Joseph.
Yes.
Yes. Catherine.
No.
No. Benito.
Yes.
Yes. Jan.
Are we voting on
postponing?
We're voting on postponing.
Do we have a time that we're postponing this, or is it just?
Madam Chair.
It wasn't clear. I'm just asking.
Wait a minute. You do not have the floor. I'm answering Jan. Jan, we're postponing. The motion is to postpone this until the next regular meeting. Postpone the vote on the main motion until the next regular meeting.
Pass.
Pass. William.
Yes.
William? Yes.
Yes.
Sabrina. Yeah, I got it. Yes. Sabrina.
No.
No. Dwayne.
Dwayne votes yes.
Yes. Ken.
No.
No. Tony.
Yes.
Yes. Afia.
Yes.
Yes. Alex Randall.
No.
No. Mansoor.
No.
No. Alex Steinberg.
No.
No. Carol.
Abstain.
Abstain. Tom.
No.
No. Maskila.
Yes.
Yes. Adriana, you passed.
Yes.
Yes. Jan, you passed.
No.
No.
Janet, I'm going to change my vote to yes. This is Carol.
Okay. Moment. Okay. Anybody else want to change their vote? All right. One moment. I have 10 yes, 9 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
I believe your vote counting is incorrect. It's 10 and 10.
No.
Okay, let me say who voted how many, which way. Yes, Adriana, Chris, Joseph, Benito, William, Dwayne, Tony, Afia, Tom, and Mascula. No is.
It was wrong. You had Carol as yes and okay. Sorry.
Didn't Tom vote no?
That's correct. Tom voted no.
Tom voted no, and Carol voted yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got that.
I counted 10 no.
All right, one moment.
Still the
total. Carol had abstained, and you vote yes.
Yes.
Got that. All right. Okay. So, back to the yes votes. Adriana, Chris, Joseph, Benito, William, Dwayne, Tony, Afia, Carol, and Mascula. That's 10. Voting no. Grace, Bill, Catherine, Jan, Sabrina, Ken, Alex Randall, Mansoor, Alex Steinberg, Tom Voorhees. That's 10.
Chair votes yes.
And then Chair changes her vote from abstain to yes, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so then I have 11 yes, 10 no, 0 abstentions.
Okay, this motion is postponed until the next regular meeting, which will be in June. Okay, that would be, all right, so if we do not have two-thirds motion to extend, this meeting will be adjourned.
Madam Chair, can we move, may I move to extend to go to the next, just to go to the next motion, but because I think that is important because it has to do with finances.
What?
May I ask to stand for 15 minutes?
There's a motion to extend for 15 minutes. Is there a second?
5 seconds.
Any objection?
I object.
I object.
All right. The Madam Secretary, please take the vote.
Grace. Grace. Hear me, yes. Grace, I can't hear you. Adriana.
Yes.
Yes. Chris.
Pass.
Pass. Bill.
Pass.
Pass. Joseph.
Yes.
Yes. Catherine.
No.
No. Benito.
Yes.
Yes. Jan.
Yes.
Yes. William.
I don't understand what the item is that we're voting on.
This is a motion to extend the meeting by 15 minutes to take up the other item that's on the agenda.
Yeah, I don't understand what the other item is.
The
other item is budgeting for the pay down of the FJC loan. And there's a motion to go with it.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, may I change my vote to a no? Jan Goodman.
Goodman.
Go ahead.
No.
Jan.
Yes. Okay, William.
Yes.
Yes. Sabrina.
Pass.
Pass. Dwayne.
Yes.
Yes. Ken.
No.
No. Tony.
Yes.
Yes. Afia.
Yes.
Yes. Alex Randall. Alex? Can't hear you. I don't know if he's on the call. Mansoor?
No.
No. Alex Steinberg?
No.
No. Carol?
No.
No. Tom?
No.
No. Maskila?
Yes.
Yes. Grace, I didn't hear you.
No.
No. Okay. Chris, you passed.
I'll vote yes on this.
Yes. Bill, passed. Bill?
Oh, abstain. Sorry, I was muted.
Abstain. Sabrina, you passed.
Yeah.
Yes. Alex? I didn't hear you. Alex Randall. Alex? I can't hear you.
Are you muted, Alex?
Okay. One moment. I have 10 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Let's see. That would be...
Doesn't make any
sense. We need 2/3, so I'll abstain.
Chair abstains. 10 yes, 8 no, 2 abstentions.
So we need 2/3 for this to be extended, so we are now adjourned. And we'll go to executive session in 10 minutes. So 11 o'clock. Thank you.